Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Power Hour Radio Show, 15 May 2015. You know, there's a bunch of dates now that if you write them backwards, they're all the same. One of the listeners sent it to me. The dates are all the same from, I think, starting in the 13th or something, or 14th of May. But anyway, be that as it may, we're glad you're here today. We're glad that you step outside the proverbial cage and ask questions and do things that the average person certainly does not even consider doing. Josh is with me in the studio. About time. Good going, Josh. Glad to have you here.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Have been hearing some really nice things about how people appreciate you.
That's really sweet.
Yes, it is. And we have the neatest listeners. And since I have been talking to people about the Gary Null retreat, my gosh, I've gotten to know so many awesome people. I mean, that is what is so neat about the Power Hour, is the people that it attracts,
right,
and draws.
Very interesting folks.
Yes, and very real people, too.
Yeah.
So I am going to talk more about the Gary Null retreat, and hopefully if you have not made the phone call or decided to attend, we want your support. If it's something you feel is right for you, because it's not for everybody. But today, on the program, we are going to have wonderful time with Dr. Agarwal from MD Anderson Cancer Center. Remember, he's the gentleman, the doctor who wrote the book Healing Spices. And what an incredible man, given the fact that he works at a cancer center.
Right.
And he says curcumin is more powerful than chemotherapy. So he'll be joining us, and I'm going to check with him to find out how his new recipe book is coming out. He's been promising us to see if it's out. Okay, what have we got in the news? Well, we also, oh, by the way, we're going to give away a satellite dish system, and Rick Cater will be joining us, yes. And there is a new We Are the World order. We Are the World order video. Social media slams NATO's charity song performance. Oh man, they are just coming from every angle, aren't they? And more on the ISIS agenda promotion. I don't even know what to call it. It is just nothing but propaganda. And of course, we haven't seen one real scene, in my estimation, of ISIS. We've seen a bunch of phony B-roll films, and it just amazes me they're able to get away with telling us that there's this huge war going over on in Iraq now, and for this town and that town, and yet we don't see anything. Except for, well, the leader was killed, and the next day, no, the leader wasn't killed.
Right. That seems to happen quite often.
Quite often, yeah. Always to the leader, too, or the second in command. You notice that? And then they all bounce back the next day, and oops, that was a mistake. Well,
it's probably just body doubles or something.
Probably. It's just propaganda. Now, John McCain has been appointed to a Ukraine Reform Advisory Committee. Oh, now that's where he belongs. Can't imagine what he will do or what he will be attempting to do. And then we've got some really incredibly bad news coming from the vaccine agenda arena in California. Not good at all. And a federal bill now, which is exactly what Dr. Rowan said was going to happen. A federal bill that says no exemptions also.
Unbelievable.
And then along with that, we've got GlaxoSmithKline, who's now been found guilty in the deaths of 14 babies in vaccine trials in Argentina. Now, why does GlaxoSmithKline, a U.S. corporation, go to Argentina, find illiterate mothers of very poor children, and offer to give them a vaccine to save their life and a little bit of pocket change, too?
Right.
Why do you think they do that?
Population control.
Well, I think they do it because that's where they do their primary trials.
Right.
They've got to do them somewhere, and you don't want to do it in the United States because people might find out about it.
Well, and you can't sue them here, right?
No, you can't sue them here.
Right, but what's interesting about that story is that they got sued.
Yeah, and I'll tell you which vaccine it was. And guess what? You may be giving it to your child also. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth. I want to talk about the Amtrak disaster that occurred, because remember the day after it occurred, I said, something is amiss here, and I bet they're going to start talking about funding, and I bet that's going to be the issue. And sure enough, that was the issue. Well, if they just had more money, which is always the answer.
Sure.
Throw money at the problem. The problem never gets solved because there was never enough money that they threw at the problem. Well, given the fact that not only did that occur, but then we found out that the very next day
right.
was going to be a vote as to whether or not they were going to reduce the Amtrak funding.
Right.
And I said, I don't even want to tell you what I'm thinking about that. That could it be that someone did that and created that problem to keep the vote positive? Yeah, no, seriously.
No,
I know, Josh.
What I'm saying is, why? I mean, of course that's a possibility.
Yeah, but I'm embarrassed to even say that there are people that are that soulless in this country that would consider doing that, that would actually have run a train off the rails, derailed the train in order to keep the money coming. I just don't even want to think that. But you know what happened? It appears now that this engineer, now remember, the train was going 106 miles
right.
per hour in a 50-mile-per-hour zone, because it was in an S-curve,
mm-hmm.
and at that curve, is where the train went off the rails. And so now they're looking at this poor driver, this poor engineer, and saying, what did you do? Well, he's now saying, I can't remember. He did have 18 stitches in his head. He had a concussion. And he said, all I remember is waking up, grabbing my cell phone, and calling 911. All right, that may be the truth. I don't know. Or it may be some defensive maneuver that his attorney told him to do. Sure. I don't know. But here's the thing. You never heard them once say, because he went from 70 to 106 miles per hour in about 5 seconds, no one ever said, well, do you or five whatever. I mean, it was a very short period of time. Nobody ever asked the question, was this a suicide situation?
Yeah.
Nobody ever asked that question. They did that immediately, of course, after the airplane went down German wings.
Right.
But in this case, no. Because the guy turns out to be extremely stable, never doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, never has texted while he's, you know, never uses his phone. And he is like the engineer of the year guy.
Right. Has always wanted to be an engineer.
Right.
You know, I was on the way into work today, I was listening to NPR, and they were having a little news clip about this, and they were saying that there is like a governing system that mm-hmm. they have on the tracks, and this one was in place on this particular curve. Mm-hmm. However, it wasn't operational, they said.
It was on the other side. It was on the opposite returning side.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
They said that, well, there was still testing to be done.
Right.
You know, that would slow the train down itself.
Right. Yeah. There's a train control system. Right. And now they're saying, well, if they would have put that in place, which it was supposed to be by December 31st, and now they're saying it will be in place by December 31st. But the bottom line, though, is they're looking at this engineer as having done this, and everybody, his friends and everybody are saying, there's no way he would do that.
Right.
He has got to be just feeling horrible now because he loved being an engineer. So he went from 70 to 106 miles per hour at that curve. Now, my question is, could that train have been controlled externally?
I mean, can they remote control
right.
big, heavy pieces of equipment?
Right. I can't even imagine.
Is that a possibility
yeah.
in today's modern...
Gee, duh. And you know what? That question was asked in a kind of an obtuse way by one of the reporters. And the feeling I got was that it could happen, that was an option.
Right.
So the question is, why did this train all of a sudden speed up? But they're not talking about that on TV. They're talking about, you know, what a horrible engineer he was, how dare he do that, and we need more money.
Sure.
That's all it's...
It'd be interesting to know if this train was inspected recently or if there was some time spent with some, inspectors or something who could have placed mm-hmm. something such as that.
Right.
You know.
And why at that curve and why the night before the vote was going to be taken?
That's just pretty convenient.
And we're supposed to be the horrible bad guys that would even think of that. But excuse me, if it walks like a duck...
Well, it's like the voting on the or renewing the Patriot Act. What happened
right.
before that? You know, mm-hmm. we had in Texas, the incident, the ISIS incident,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pattern.
How convenient.
Right.
How convenient, yes. So, anyway, that I thought is important that we consider that financing is not the issue. It is how in the world did this thing happen in the first place. 8 people are now dead, 200 injured, and what a tragedy. What a horrible tragedy. And, you know, they always start putting up the people that were killed and their stories and how many children they had. And it just drives people to a point of depression of looking at this because we feel and we hurt for this. Seems like there's a lot of people out there that don't feel and they just kind of like use these people.
Right.
But we do feel for that. Another thing I wanted to talk about that's in the news is that Lou Dobbs' show at 6:30 Wednesday evening, this past Wednesday, asked the proverbial question. You know how they always do this? Should such and such do such and such? We want to hear from you. What do you think? You know, they always ask this question, this okay. open-ended question. You tell Fox News what you think.
Okay.
Listen to the question, Josh. This, I quote, the question today is, should we go to war with China over the islands in the South China Sea?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you should have heard me in the living room. Just,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, sounds like a great idea.
What?
What are
you're even
about?
Asking that question? Remember we talked about the islands, the artificial islands that are built on reefs. China went in their area of the world, which completely bothers the United States, of course, because we didn't get first chance at it, and had some coral reef areas and started building islands, artificial islands on them. Well, now the United States says, wait a minute, we want those islands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Those are mine.
Yeah, it's like a six-year-old over a three-year-old saying, no, that's mine, everything's mine, everything's mine. And so the question was, should we go to war with China over the islands in the South China Sea?
I would say no. Personally, just me, I would say no.
What the heck are you even asking that question for?
I'm not for war with anybody, much less, you know, someone that's got a billion-man army.
A billion guy. Yeah, a big guy. Yeah, we don't need to be messing with that. But more and more, just watch, if you do watch TV, listen for the... It looks like we're coming upon a potential war with fill in the blank. Right. It can be Iran, it can be Russia, China. And, you know, we have no business messing around with Russia and China. Russia and China are tight, man. They're buds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're over here going, but we want everything you've got, though.
It's mine.
Yeah. And Russia, don't you dare go into Ukraine and protect your naval shipyard.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, those are a couple of things I wanted to mention that really sent me...
I can't believe they're even talking about that. That's just crazy.
I know. Should we, you know, that's like, should we go to war with Russia because we don't like what Ukraine is doing? Why don't we just attack the whole world? Why don't we just fire on everyone? And ISIS now is launching an assault to retake Ramadi. They lost Ramadi. Well, they won Ramadi, lost Ramadi, are going to take it again. That's what you're told. And why do we know that? Because they put up a graph on TV that says they're going to do that. And it says... Oh, it just, it's crazy, you know, and then all I have to do is put up some guy in black garb with a, you know, an out of control beard, and then it's
big
like...
Big bushy beard.
Big bushy beard, that's right, and let him walk across the sand with a flag, and then that makes it real. And people are buying that. Well, some people are. Not very many, though. Anyway, more air policing, more drills. NATO is going to boost the presence on Russia's doorstep. Well, of course, because we go wherever we're not wanted. NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said the alliance is going to increase the activity on its eastern borders with more air and sea patrols amid nonstop exercises. And speaking at a media conference on Thursday after a meeting of NATO member state foreign ministers in Turkey, they said it was being done to adapt the alliance to new threats. Adapt the alliance to new threats. You know,
meaning what?
Meaning
Russia.
Threats. Well, the threats that we create, really, basically. We are constantly discussing the adaptation of the alliance, and we have to always be able to fulfill our main responsibility, and that is to defend and protect all our allies against any threat. Wait a minute. Ukraine is not a member of NATO.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Why let that get in our way?
Right, yeah. What are you talking about? They've done over 3,000 drills on the Russian border, or close to, in the past year alone. That's going to provoke something.
Yep. Ancient Palmyra is under a threat. ISIS militants approach UNESCO site. Okay, that's what we're told. There's no video, there's no evidence, but we're told that because we got to keep the ISIS story alive. Not we. They have to keep the ISIS story alive. And now John McCain has been appointed to Ukraine Reform Advisory Team, headed by fugitive Georgian ex-leader, that's right, ex-president Mikhail Shakashvili, and hawkish U.S. Senator John McCain have been approved as members, but that was hard to get them approved, wasn't it? As members of the newly formed International Advisory Group that will help Ukraine's president in conducting reforms.
Is it lawful for a sitting senator to join such a international group in international...
And you think that would be a problem?
Just curious.
Yeah, you would think that would be a bit of a conflict of interest, wouldn't you? No wallet, no worries. Denmark now says they're considering cash-free shops. The Guardian says that Scandinavia has long been the most cashless place on the planet, and now Denmark is considering whether to go a step further and allow retailers to ban cash altogether.
Crazy.
The Danish Chamber of Commerce is recommending that shops and services be given the option of going completely cash-free. All we need is one place to start it. and it will all fall
in. And their reasons are hilarious, germs, Joyce. Yeah. There's over 3,000 different types of germs on money. So.
Now, that's about time we get to
one
that.
One of the reasons.
All right, we'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There's so many things going on in the world. Baby's dying, mother's crying. How much more is one human life worth? And what happened to peace on earth? We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us, so we gotta kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill. And how much is a soldier's life worth?
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
To peace on earth?
Man, that's a question everybody should be asking. But isn't it amazing how we have moved from peace on earth to war, and multiple wars? And that's what's happening. More and more talk about wars, killing, and the attitude is just kill as many as you can. I heard a discussion regarding terrorism the other day, and it was one of the, you know, the generals that they bring out of the closet and hang up and make him look like he's still real important, and he thinks he is, and he says, you know, all I can say is we got to kill as many as we can. That's it. Just kill as many as we can. Get it done. Get it over with. Kill as many as we can. And I'm thinking, you sound so much like the warmonger that you probably were when you were in the military. And the idea is just kill, kill, kill. So whenever you think of military now, you think of killing. You don't think of, wow,
protection or
preserving freedom. Right. You don't think of that at all. You think, oh my gosh, I don't want them in my town.
How do people think like that? It's just, it's so foreign to me that I just...
I know.
And they're the people in charge,
yeah,
know, running things.
Well, because it's their job.
Oh, man.
And they get paid for that. And that's what's really important to understand about it. U.S. Gulf states are going to develop a regional ballistic missile system. If you haven't heard, the president's been meeting with the Gulf Cooperation Council. And really, this is a group of people that all agree with the United States and like to buy weapons from the United States, and we like selling them to them. Well, this is a group that's been meeting at Camp David, and supposedly only six of the countries showed up. About three or four of them refused to come, and they all have really good excuses. There was a horse show in England. That was one of them, I kid you not. And so... they're not attending. So what they did, because they only have six of the countries attending, is they had them bring like their secretaries and wives and
full entourage.
Yeah, yeah. And taxi and their drivers and everything, chauffeurs. And so they had this big, huge table of all these people. And it really looked like, wow, man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, everybody from the Middle East is there today. Not really. Well, anyway, Sputnik News reports that after meeting in Camp David on Thursday, Obama and the Gulf Cooperation Council announced the creation of a, I hope the red flags go up for you on this one, a regional missile defense system.
Which could never fall into the wrong hands, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, ISIS wouldn't even want that.
No.
And it says also that that Washington has been pushing for some time. What? Us selling weapons? More weapons to the Middle East? Washington has been pushing that, absolutely. Gulf countries also promised to consult with the United States. Oh, listen to this one. The United States says that to agree to this, the Gulf countries have to promise to consult with the United States before taking any military actions beyond their borders.
Now, ask your Uncle Sam before you do anything naughty.
Yeah, but yeah, and like Washington's going to say, no, no, no aggression. They're going to say, go for it. We got more weapons and missiles here for you after you use up those. And the United States could potentially receive billions of dollars in defense contracts. Now, how do we get the defense contracts, billions of dollars worth, after convincing the Gulf states to create a regional missile defense system, which will integrate the military capabilities of participating Arab nations? So, if you join us on our side, then you get a whole bunch of missile defense systems. If you don't, you're going to get shot.
If you'll be our friend, we'll give you nice toys to play with.
Exactly. And guess who is willing to sell them to them? Think about it. In Argentina, there was a trial of vaccines that went on there. There always is around the world. In any kind of poor country where people are suffering, they seem to feed upon that. And GlaxoSmithKline has now been found guilty, which I'm sure they're going to appeal, but guilty in the deaths of 14 babies in the vaccine trials in Argentina. They were fined, GlaxoSmithKline was fined 400,000 pesos. But then the doctors who carried this out in Argentina were fined 300,000 pesos, which I'm glad to hear that the doctors were brought up on charges of also, you know, creating the deaths of these children. But that's still not that much money, though, given the fact that...
$17. No, I'm just kidding.
yeah, for each child killed. And guess which vaccine it was? I'll tell you after the break, because you may be giving it to your children. And I hope not. After this 3-minute break, we'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Injections. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are not going to take vaccines. They really are not immunizations. Learn about them before it is too late. Let me also add that on the story of the Argentine children that were given these vaccines, they recruited doctors, GSK did, or GlaxoSmithKline, recruited doctors in Argentina. And those doctors were able to take the babies. They pre-picked the babies they wanted in their program or whatever. When they came into the hospital or for their appointments, they would take the baby away from the parent, which they say is not illegal in Argentina, and do what they're going to do and then bring the baby back. Well, these people are illiterate,
right?
Number one. So guess what they had them do? Sign a 28-page consent form.
Unbelievable. 28
An illiterate
pages.
Person signing a 28-page consent form.
That in and of itself is criminal.
That's right. That's right. So the whole story now gets worse because now we find out that they're also doing it in Colombia and Panama because they've got to have children for these trials to be able to say they did it. Now, 14 children died. Now, think how many might be seriously ill right now or probably wish that they would have died, that are so sick as a result of what happened. Mm. Think about that.
Awful.
And it just drives me up a wall to think about these poor children being affected by these vaccines. 14 dead, and nobody even knows how many are seriously injured, because I don't think they want you to know. But we figured out, you figured out how many dollars each parent received for a dead child, Josh?
Well, Argentine peso to U.S. dollars. So 500,000, which that's not quite what the fine. The fine was 400,000, but 500,000 Argentine pesos equals $56,000. $391. $56,391.
Okay.
And you figured out how much it was per child that they got?
$400.
$400.
Per child. So for a dead child, you get $400. And a 28-page consent form that says you can't really probably sue anybody, but they're just going to be nice and hand you over some penance,
that is,
though.
Nothing compared. Why didn't they find them more? You know, they had them. Like they had GlaxoSmithKline, you know. Why?
Well, they probably had the government in their pocket, too. Who knows? I mean, Argentina agreed to do it.
Yeah.
And the Argentine doctors. Well, anyway, I want to say thank you for supporting the Power Mall. And we are going to start taking donations because we need to. We really, really are going to need to take donations now. So we've got a donation page up at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, where you can donate with PayPal. And I want to say thanks to Wanda and Gary for getting that up so fast for us, doing such a good job. I appreciate that, and they and Catherine got that up, and we're going to have a donation page where we really need your support. You know, the Power Mall and the Power Hour has been so involved in raising money for other people, and we don't keep a dime of it. We raise money. Remember Matt, the guy who went to Washington, D.C. in a tractor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the vet that... And he rode his tractor to Washington, and he didn't have enough money for gas. He just started off in a haze of anger because he wasn't being treated at the VA. And he drove his tractor all the way to Washington, D.C., where he was stopped at that point by the police. And then he was taken to the VA hospital because he was in such bad shape physically. And then we helped to pay to send his tractor back to his home here in Missouri.
Right.
And we did that because he was not well enough to be able to bring it back. But we helped get the monies together for that. And I want to thank each and every one of you. But we've been raising money for other people. And a lot of you have wanted to know what happened to Tractor Matt. And he is not willing to come on the air. He is so angry. He is so upset and so much in pain and so sick that he just wants to be left alone now. And I feel so badly for him, though he is so grateful that we got his tractor back here because he had to have that to make a living.
Yeah.
But, you know, the VA wouldn't help him. Nobody would help him. But the Power Hour did. And, you know, we went to Walmart and got cash sent to him. And they called me and thought that we were money laundering and wanted to accuse me of money laundering. And I said, are you kidding me? So I went down and met with them and said, we're trying to get some money for a guy to get his tractor back here. And, of course, they couldn't understand that.
Right.
Why would anybody want to help out somebody else? You know, probably was their attitude. And so, you know, we've also paid off two mortgages. Well, one mortgage and helped one guy with his taxes on his house to save his house. I mean, over and over again, we've raised probably more money for CSPOA than anyone has. And we need your help now. We can't continue to raise money for other people. And we need your support. So if you can donate $5 or $10 or $100, whatever, we really need your support on staying on the air. I've never wanted to go to this end, never wanted to talk about this, but we have to. And also at the Power Hour, if you order $100 or more this Friday, because it's going to be, I don't know if we'll continue it next week or not, but you will get a free scarf. And they are absolutely beautiful. Have you seen them, Josh?
I saw the picture on the website.
Oh, but they are absolutely gorgeous. And I want you all to, you know, the picture does not do it justice, believe me. And I'm going to bring one in here and show you, Josh, because then you can tell how gorgeous they are. But, I mean, really, they are. And so, please, if you order $100 or more, ask for your free scarf. You have to ask for it because we don't want to send it to people that don't want it. And or you can buy a scarf for $20 a piece if you would like, either way. So please support the Power Mall. And also, today, it's ending today. If you buy three Time Challengers, you will get one free.
Wow.
Buy three, and you get one free if you call us at 877 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, you can also donate by calling the Power Hour and give them your credit card. You can donate on PayPal, or you can send in money order or cash, whatever you want to do, check, if you would like to help us out at the Power Hour. And we really want to do everything we can to keep the show on the air, because I know a lot of you depend upon it. A lot of you say your day begins with the Power Hour,
right?
And we want it to stay there, and we want it to stay on as many stations and out there as much as possible. So please help support us. 877-817-9829. The National Guard police, it appears now, are gearing up for potential Cleveland riots, the race riots. Ohio National Guard is alerting their soldiers to report to duty in preparation for these riots and the trial of Officer Michael Brillo. According to an insider, at least one National Guard company was ordered to report to the home station May 17th with 72-hour bags, because the verdict for Brillo, accused for manslaughter for shooting two unarmed black suspects, is expected on May 18 or 19, and said the source, who spoke on the condition of anonymity. A Cleveland resident also tweeted that she saw police driving around with riot shields sticking out of their trunks.
Wow.
In anticipation of the Brillo decision. So that's something to watch. Expected 18 or 19 May, the result of that trial.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to know what's going to happen in Baltimore. You know, the prosecutor came down pretty hard, saying there's all these charges they're going to submit against the officer that killed the black gentleman there. And I'm worried that they're not going to be able to support those claims, and then the people are going to be upset.
Right.
And it's going to just devolve into another riot. Back to the vaccine issue. New federal vaccine mandate has now been proposed. All shots are required, no parental exemptions. Now, this comes from an absolutely unconscionable person. Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson has introduced this bill in its H.R. 2232. That will require all states to mandate all students enrolled in public schools to receive all the vaccines recommended by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Policy. Now, that is a federal body comprised of vaccine industry representatives, which includes vaccines for HPV.
Oh, my gosh.
God, can you believe that? Hepatitis A, hepatitis B, Paul Offit's rotavirus vaccine, which babies have died from that also. The annual flu shot is going to be required for every child.
Oh, my gosh.
Dozens of others. Dozens. I think the number, if I'm not correct, is either 48 or 64 now that will be required. Think of the mercury in there.
It says exemptions will not be allowed for either religious or secular reasons.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
States that do not comply will not be eligible for grants for preventative health services under the Public Health Services Act. So they're going to cut them off at the knees then. They'll have no funding if they don't agree with this. Now, H.R. 2232 is what you want to be following, because already in California, they passed their major controversial vaccine bill. State senators passed the bill yesterday, aimed at increasing California's school immunization rates after the alleged Disneyland outbreak of measles last year, which I don't believe that one bit. Can you imagine 100 people supposedly in the United States came down with measles, and they all, first thing they said was, oh, I don't know, I must have gotten it at Disneyland. Are you kidding me? That doesn't make any sense at all. But that, you know, it serves to make the story better. Anyway, the bill was approved after a 25-10 vote in California, after a series of emotional hearings. Dr. Rowan was there, and Robert Rowan was there, and he said it was a whitewash. Nobody was allowed to debate the issue. Nobody was allowed to debate the issue of exemptions. It was just slam dunk, up or down vote. Vote for it, vote against it, 25-10 vote. So,
well, I mean, people are going to start pulling their kids out of school, hopefully.
Right.
You know, which hurts them in the schools in the pocketbook.
That's right. But
wow,
every child who goes to a school or a preschool or anything else is going to have vaccines now in California. I mean, it's a done deal, unless they can make some kind of major appeal, and I don't think that they will. That's just scary. A House bill also, you know, that the government that's there for, of, by, and for the people, right? Well, they've got another bill that's going to eliminate online ammo sales.
Wow.
Anything you want to add on that one, Josh?
I would stock up while you can.
Yeah?
You know, I mean, obviously some stuff like this gonna, you know, is coming down the pike. So
more things to affect our rights to do what we choose to do. And then the anti-media has a story about... In 2014, how many cops were killed versus how many citizens were killed?
By cops.
By cops, right. And it appears now that citizens killed by cops, 1,100.
Wow.
And cops killed by citizens, 51. So, you know, they get all the attention, though. Whenever there's a cop killed, man, we've got CNN focusing on the funeral all framing day long. All day long. They've got a police officer's funeral. But they don't do the same thing with the other funerals, you notice.
Right.
And did you know that JetBlue Airway paid for 30,000 cops to go to the recent funeral of that police officer that was killed?
Wow.
30,000. Wouldn't it be nice if they'd pay for one parent?
Right.
Or one relative of a killed...
Unbelievable.
...young black man? Wouldn't that be nice? And another train has derailed in Pennsylvania, 10 cars off the track near Pittsburgh. Zero Hedge reports this, that for the second time in a week this happened. The cars were all empty, though.
Yeah.
And Seattle VA hospital strands a veteran outside the ER. This veteran broke his foot, and he went to the hospital, and the hospital, we called from his car to say, my foot's broken, I can't walk in, could you come help me? His name is Donald Siefkin. And he drove up to the Seattle VA hospital emergency room with the broken foot, and they wouldn't get out, they wouldn't come out and help him.
No. No, they wouldn't. And what did they tell him to do? They told him to call 911.
Yes.
And he's sitting outside of the emergency room. I mean, I have seen people, you know, employees of the hospital come out with a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
pick people up,
right.
take them inside.
So he's outside. He's got a broken foot. He calls on his phone, says, would you please come out and help me? I can't walk. And they say, no, call 911.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I know. These are the stories that just, you don't want to believe these things happen in this country. All right, moving on. Let's see, what did I forget to tell you about? Oh, yeah, the Kentucky mom of 10. The Kentucky mom of 10, it appears there's more and more pictures appearing of their home. I think that's a questionable word to put on it. I mean, blessing, they call it the Blessed Homestead, and it is their home, but... I don't think any of us would want to live in it, but that's not the issue. The issue is that they had this kind of flimsy-looking place with a bunch of tarps over it, and they called it a home, and it was their home, and the CPS people came and took their 10 children without a warrant. And here's what concerns me, is now a precedent has been set, unless it's challenged, a precedent has been set that you can take children now without a warrant.
Right. That's not good.
That is horrible. People come to the aid of these parents. And it's not that I am going to agree that they should have this type of home for these children without running water, etc. I don't agree with that. But I really don't agree with taking the children away. And now the question is, was it because of the homestead? Was it because of their anti-vaccine stance?
Well, there's any number of allegations that we just don't know to be true or not.
Right.
You know, there's two sides to the story. But like you said, the point is, you know, taking the children without due process.
Right. And I'm just so worried those children have been vaccinated right now. I am so worried. Why would they not?
Right.
And because one of the listeners sent me some information showing that they get about $5,000 per child that they take away, I just wonder how many people would, you know, want to know that their child was traded for $5,000 for CPS.
Well, and I'm sure these children have been split up, you know, away from each other.
Yeah, they're in four different homes.
Which is really sad to me, because I know how close my children are, and I couldn't imagine that, you know.
They wouldn't even be able to function. Losing their parents and that?
awful.
I mean, nobody's thinking about the kids here except for the parents. And so the story also, and by the way, thank you to each and every one of you that donated. You guys donated a lot of money to them. And again, I thank you for donating to other people because they need it also. And the GoFundMe project, I think they got $67,000.
Really?
Yeah. And they were at $9,000 when we started out the other day and got $67,000, which they're going to put to good use. But, you know, Sally emailed me and said, you know, told me the other side of the story. And I said, wouldn't it be nice if there were real Christians out there that would go to the aid of these people and instead of calling CPS on them would have said, hey, can we help you build a structure here? Can we help you out? But, you know, that's what Christians used to do. That's what people used to do to help each other out. We helped each other out. We didn't call CPS or call a federal agency and say, these people need to be reported for this. We helped them out.
Yeah.
And so now it'd be nice if there are unemployed people in that area that would go to Kentucky and help them build so they don't have to put all their money into construction costs. And then the story about Senator Nancy Schaefer. Georgia Senator Nancy Schaefer, they're asking questions about her death in March of 2010 because she was fighting the corrupt Child Protective Services. I mean, she and her husband were really, really fighting against the illegal kidnapping of children, and they both ended up dead in their home and called it a suicide.
Wow.
I don't think so. This woman was so intent on changing the rules and the laws. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Bye now. You know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long.
Back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us and doing your part in changing this world. It's one act from one person at a time. Seriously, think about that. One act from one person at a time. Or each one teaches two. And I thank you all very much. You know, a good example of that is we had a lady who called and said that she wants to donate to help somebody go to the Gary Null retreat that really, really needs it. Isn't that amazing? And she says, you know, I don't need it, but I really want to donate for somebody who does. And we've got some people who desperately need to go down to the retreat also.
You know, you just don't know how her act of kindness is going to affect someone else down the road.
Or
how many people it's going to affect down the road.
It just grows.
It's like the drop in the pond, you know.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And you can see the difference in me since I went to it.
Feisty.
No.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you're back. It seems like you're back to normal. So.
I know. It's unbelievable. And there for a while, I was not normal. I can assure you, not normal. Anyway,
when I say normal, I'm not to say.
Well, that's a broad.
Let me rephrase.
Yeah, that's a broad term. Anyway, I want to thank all of you that have called that want to go to the retreat, and I'm going to talk about that in the next, probably the next half hour also. But I'd like for you to consider going if that's something you want to do. Anyway, let me get back to the news. Grassroots agenda in Alaska, they have killed, or the grassroots in Alaska, the people there have killed the Agenda 21. I am so thrilled about that. The people of the borough of Kodiak, Alaska has defeated a zoning bill that would have severely restricted property rights and changed the character of their community. So Alaska has, at least the people in Kodiak, have come to the foreground and said, not no, but heck no. And it's about time everybody check out Agenda 21 in their state. All you have to do is put in your city, your state, and Agenda 21, and it'll come up with the cities that are facing Agenda 21 issues. The IRS has now dropped a civil forfeiture case in North Carolina. 2 months ago, the U.S. Attorney Steve West told Lyndon McClellan that any attempt to garner publicity about his civil forfeiture case doesn't help. It just ratchets up the feelings of the agency. In other words, talking about your problems. And anyway, after 2 weeks after the Institute of Justice took on the case and brought it to the attention of the nation, the IRS and Department of Justice moved to voluntarily dismiss the case and give Lyndon back 100% of his hard-earned money.
Awesome.
Yay. That's wonderful. And donations and food are pouring in for the starving veterans in Fayetteville. Together, people across the country are helping starving veterans in Fayetteville who are in need of food. ABC 11 told 81-year-old Clarence Blackman's story Tuesday night about how he had cancer, can't leave his house. He called 911 Tuesday because he needed food.
Oh.
A 911 operator in Fayetteville police delivered some groceries in person, and many of you poured out your hearts and overwhelming offers to help. It went from an empty refrigerator to shelves and countertops overflowing with food. Many of you ask how Blackman could wind up in that situation. Well, the private rehab center that discharged Blackman failed to notify DSS officials that he was going home, and nobody has been assisting him. Probably they cut off his money also. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.